coverage of Toy Fair 2011. Saturday, February 12th, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, live at tfradio.net and tformers.com. You're watching Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Rick, Bweebum, featuring XV.
So this is Radio Free Cybertron. Brian Kilby here with you, along with XV, John DeLuna, Rob Springer, J.D. Church, and Bweebum. Bweebum has something very special to share with us this week. What is it, Bweebum?
It is Transformable Thomas.
Wow.
Wait, hang on.
Yes.
Perfectly legal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. It is trademarked and by the request of Thomas the Train, whoever makes those guys, and Hasbro. Absolutely. So that is exactly why Thomas the Train looks like a kitty rapist.
A kitty rapist gestalt.
Yeah.
That is the scariest concept I have ever heard.
Any memorable text on the packaging, Peter? Because bootlegs, that's the best part about buying them, like the Spurt Robots or Missile Eagle or
What was the one that Megatron 33 had? Supercock?
Supercock.
Yeah, it was the Transforming Rooster.
No, there's two of them. Apparently, there's one that's also an eagle. So there's two supercocks out there.
That's awesome.
Oh, yes. Eight.
I miss OTSEC. Oh, it was so fantastic. That was in 2003, the best one ever. Okay, so lots going on this week. We may not actually even have a topic. There's so much stuff going on. Let's see here, and it'd probably be a good time for me to pull up the show notes. Oh, okay. So the biggest news all week. For me, Transformers Prime toys. Like, real Transformers Prime toys. Like, not just, like, McDonald's Transformers Prime toys, but, like, real, honest-to-God stuff.
Don't you love when stuff that you've been wanting for, like, months just appears out of nowhere one day? And not even at Toy Fair, like we were expecting.
I was not expecting it. And some of them, like, RC looks amazing.
It looks exactly like you... It looks like something that you actually want. It's not like, oh, I waited this long for this?
Yeah. I mean, even the Bumblebee, I actually think I like that better than, like, the show design is so streamlined that, I don't know, like, this looks
Looks fun.
It looks like a Powerbot.
It looks like a toy. I mean, I finally picked up the Human Alliance Bumblebee, and I really like it. I think it's a great size for the toy, but it's still very much movie Bumblebee, and I'm not a huge fan of the design, of course, but animated Bumblebee is great, but Prime Bumblebee just looks fantastic, and the robot mode is like, wow, I really want that. And of course, if you look at the legs, he looks like he's got drift legs.
Yes.
Yay.
What? I like Bumblebee's proportions. I think that's the reason I like him is just the proportions. It's like, wow, that's one stocky Kidapil character.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. Yeah, he is. He is very superhero. He is very the Kidapil character. What about Starscream?
It's really cool. It's not Starscream, but it's a really cool jet transformer.
He's got a tail in robot mode, and that's kind of disconcerting. But vehicle mode looks amazing.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a bug.
How many extremities have we gotten so far? I can deal with a tail, as opposed to hey, that's a robot junk.
You know, I should probably actually be showing this stuff on video because I've only spent like too much money on crap to do this with. So,
I just want to say I can't complete the Green Thomas the Tank because
I'm sorry
they molded the head onto the
Starscream, of course.
I have the same problem. Starscream, I think, would probably be better in a bigger size. Because I don't know if, like, his designs, I don't know. Like, if you look at, like, his arms and his hands,
maybe
it's kind of
Megatron turns into a Dominion ship? Is this what...
Yeah, he's piloted by the Jem'Hadar. That would be great. but no, look at RC. She's just freaking fantastic looking.
That is really slick.
They've definitely gotten better at doing motorcycle transformers in the last few years.
Yeah. I mean, because that's usually, that used to be a really hard trick.
I think animated Prowl was really the first really good motorcycle transformer they did.
We got two great motorcycles out of that mold. I love Prowl. And Bumblebee, of course. Let's see here. Bumblebee.
So Megatron's head just kind of sticks up, too. That's like a...
Well, he's not in a disguise. This is just transportation.
Yeah. It's the same as any Cybertronian form Megatron that's come before it. It's a wadded-up robot.
It's a what?
Well, he's went from turning into a Roomba into a Wadafoil. And the thing is, the Wadafoil can be recycled. A Roomba just kind of runs once or twice before the cat breaks it.
Yeah, my Roomba's dead. But Megatron, you know, he's kind of, you know.
I mean, don't get me wrong, that robot mode is nice.
Yeah.
War for Cybertron, War for Cybertron Megatron, it'll probably just stay in robot mode. But
most likely. Yeah.
It really looks to me like Optimus is sort of like. If the Generations G2 Prime and Fire Convoy had a baby,
it would be Sure Shot.
Yeah, it would be that. But yeah, we're getting kids. We're actually getting honest to God releases of toys, and I think that's cool. It'd been awesome if we'd have got a Sari,
But instead, we got a Miko to shoot with airsoft guns.
Airsoft guns. I think you need something more than that.
Hey, I don't want to take out the sheetrock, Peter. It's cold out there.
But yeah, this came completely and totally, you know, out of the blue. I didn't expect this.
Yeah, it's basically a lead-in for Toy Fair, which is this weekend. Hey, we're doing a live
broadcast.
Hey,
we're covering Toy Fair all day Saturday. Tune in. It's going to be fantastic.
One of the other toys that's coming at Toy Fair that are going to show that's been in the previews that blew my mind more than any of these Prime toys. You guys seen those cinema mask things?
No.
Oh, yeah.
The 3D glasses to watch the 3D movie in, that's a mask of either Bumblebee or Prime.
That's in our show notes, actually. We could just go ahead and talk about that now.
I'm sorry. I added it in the show notes, and I just brought it up.
Rob was so excited. He couldn't wait.
I know. We've got to talk about
it. Rob was just so blown.
No, just stop and think about it. First, now the movie ticket costs $10 more. Second. Stop and think for just a second. You're like, oh, man, kids would have so much fun with that. And you go, yeah. And then you stop and look around and remember, hey, remember the past entire life? Yeah. That's going to be every single one of us.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, there's cape things sitting there, cape blowing in the wind.
the only thing blowing in the wind was the smell of cape thing.
It's hot air. Evaporating. That's the new Project Awesome. So just pictures of going to the movie wearing these masks, and I know a lot of you guys will. I'm looking at you, Trax 32.
Awesome.
He's like walking around. Everything's in 3D.
So yeah, the Cinemasks. You know, I guess he kind of looks.
They're totally masks, aren't they?
They are masks.
They're definitely masks to watch 3D stuff in 3D. Yeah.
Can't wait to
thankfully,
other.
The theater will be dark.
If they make like a nebulizer mask or something like that, I would totally be into that. So, okay. Pretty sweet. I like ye very much. So, what do we all think about the Butterfly Prime that we're getting?
Well, it's a Prime.
I suppose so.
There's only one way to think about it, but
a lot of trailer in wing form.
Yeah, I don't get it. The trailer is just a little too G1 for my liking, but the combined mode is just a little, oh my god, I don't know what that is, kill it.
Well, you know, the trailer kind of has to be a little G1 because it's not like trailer technology has advanced over the years like semi-cab design has. There's still going to be boxes on wheels.
Are those meant to be like devil horns coming out of him, like those big golden spire horns?
I hope so.
I hope Ronnie James Dio, like pillars of flame. That's what I want.
guys, we just came across the best idea ever, John. Pillars of Flame, Golden Horns, everyone, Holy Diver Optimus.
Yes.
Right. Do you, actually, yes. He could ride the he could ride the tiger.
Yes.
What?
Man, this is the most... Guys, I'm buying this toy now. And I'm customizing it with a little fuzzy vest and hair that looks like Carla from Cheers.
So, Shia LaBeouf was punched outside of a bar. Is that news? Why is that in
that's
here?
That's awesome.
Yeah, that probably happens moving pretty frequently.
I don't know if it's news, but it made my day.
Unfortunately,
that's the only news that's in the show notes.
It was his dad from, like, Holes or whatever. God, where were you years ago?
You should really.
The way I understand it, apparently there was a disagreement and... one of them asked to take it outside, and then Shia got punched in the face.
Yeah, the disagreement was, you were so much more entertaining than Even Stevens. What happened?
Yeah. I never watched that. Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you on TV all the time? You ruined Indiana Jones 4!
So, who watched the trailer for Dark of the Moon during the Super Bowl?
I watched it during the Super Bowl. I watched it after the Super Bowl. I put it on like Apple trailer and like frame by frame went through it. And I still, all I could figure out is that it's like All Hail Megatron, but with Autobots and I don't know. But okay. It looks kind of awesome-ish.
It does look awesome-ish. It looks way better than the teaser trailer.
Although that noise was really annoying.
Yeah.
I just listened to it silently as I frame by frame.
The bag of hangers, though, just sits wrong with me, I have to admit. I'm not a huge fan of the bag of hangers.
Hopefully she just, like, is there and doesn't talk. That would probably be ideal.
Her giant collagen lips.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, she probably... Yeah, just probably like, sure,
yeah. Or like, did you get stung by a bee? Straight. What happened?
Because I've got these enormous bloops.
Are you okay? Is that swelling going down? Yeah, hey, you know, the only thing I thought about the trailer was it was kind of a bummer that Battle Los Angeles, that trailer looked way too close to this one. And it kind of, like, I don't know, it's kind of a downer, I'm sure, if you're Michael Bay and you spent XXX on this trailer and then Battlefield or Battle Los Angeles spent X, like $10, and they're a little too similar. They look a little too similar. And, and Battle Los Angeles aired, I don't know, what, JD, 45 minutes before, an hour
if
before?
That. I mean, well, this was like it was first quarter, I think, that this trailer was. So it was pretty early in the game. But, yeah, if it wasn't for Laserbeak, I don't know that you would know much of the difference. And total props to my wife, by the way, who, as we're sitting on the couch, the Laserbeak thing comes up, and she, like, without missing a beat, like, "Ooh, it's Laserbeak!"
Wow,
yeah,
awesome. Kim kiss her passionately.
She's right there. The geek wife word.
Kim was like, "Hey, there's bag of hangers," and I'm like, "Yep, that's it." Okay, so wanted to mention AllSparks 2011 Hasbro Children's Hospital donation drive. You can actually help donate to the Hasbro Children's Hospital. All the information is there at allspark.com. We'll put a link in the show notes, and if one of you guys could put it in the chat, that would be awesome. But last year, it was last year, in part of the event, they bought the 1986 Pre-Toy Fair catalog, which is pretty awesome. And they scanned that for the TF Wiki, and they have, again, Walkie, sold it, and the funds from that have been donated, will be donated to the charity drive. But if you can go, it's a great cause, and, you know, it's a great cause. What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
I'll donate.
That says it all.
Okay, so let's see here. What else do we have? Looking at the chat, I should have gone to the show notes. So,
yeah, that might be a little bit more telling.
Yeah. So Trax has a perceptor. That's what. Oh wait, no. Sorry. Okay. We love you, Trax. Trax in the chat is awesome. So, a Unicron.com interview shared that we were getting a sequel to Exodus. I really need to read Exodus. And so I can actually read the sequel and feel like I've learned anything. So
I really need to care to even care.
You don't want to read Exodus? It's part of the new cohesive universe. It's the start of it.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah.
Awesome.
OXV, you jaded fool.
In other news, I think I have lead poisoning.
Oh. So let's. Weebum has combined the.
Oh wow!
Tom's the Tank Engine toy.
Yeah.
Looks giant.
And I think I have.
No, a lot Peter's of, just a little short.
Yeah. I think I have a
little Peter.
Just some lead poisoning. That's all.
Oh yeah, that's right. Your hand falls off.
Honestly, I hate to say it. I mean, it's not like a miracle of engineering, but it looks nice.
It looks great, but it feels like poop.
Yeah,
just look at it. Don't hold it.
I mean,
this China thing. You know what it feels like.
This thing literally weighs like an ounce.
It's on a stable shelf and just
right, and never touch it again because I will die.
Speaking of bootleg, on American Idol, a contestant just tried out dressed up in a homemade Autobot costume.
Nice.
That transforms.
Oh, so
excellent.
It wasn't Metal Hawk guy, was it? No, because he should have won then. But it's just the girlfriend who IM'd me, I'm like, what are you talking about? And it's like made of a power wheel and cardboard boxes.
Nice. So it drives, too.
And it made the noise. It was like, and he's like, okay, what do you want to sing? I don't want to miss a thing. Get off my stage. F you.
Awesome.
Wow.
Okay, so Transformers Prime returns Friday. That's fantastic. I'm looking forward to it.
It's fantastic.
And it's been picked up for a second season. 26 episodes of awesome.
Yeah.
That's a lot of episodes. That's like...
Yeah, that'll make 52 plus the 5-part miniseries.
You know, by the time they're in the second season, they should have enough models to where the city actually looks like people live there.
Yeah.
Maybe
unless
so.
It's all like palette textures.
I feel like more people lived in Detroit in animated than they did in this one.
Yeah, you know, though I watched it in HD finally, and it does look really, really nice in HD.
It does.
It looks really nice. So
scales well.
It does. So I'm really impressed with the look. I thought it was good. I thought it was really good. I absolutely thought it was better than you know, the Unicron trilogy. Obviously, I mean,
that's
what
not
isn't
difficult.
That's not difficult.
I don't know, Carnival guys.
Like remember No, remember the Dinosaurs cartoon?
Yes, of course. Wham, bam, Dino Jam.
That was better than about half of the Unicron trilogy.
But it's like Marty Eisenberg mentioned, you know, things, you know, look better when they're beside something. And, of course, it had to contend with animated. And animated is fantastic. And
extremely hard act to follow.
It's an incredibly hard act to follow. So it's almost unfair, but we got Zombie Cliff Jumper, so.
Yeah.
I mean,
almost balances.
Yeah.
I was noticing. There's almost a little repeat of history going on. It's like, you know, if you guys remember back in the 90s on ATT when it was all like, damn it, can't I like G1 and Beast Wars at the same time? That's like kind of going on with Prime and Animated now. Have you guys noticed this?
Is it really?
There's like a lot of fighting, but people are like, yeah, I don't really want to watch it. Animated forever.
Wow.
It's like I really agree
animated
with you.
Animated purists?
Exactly.
Yeah. Do we have an animated Rakshi yet?
No. Not yet.
Look on DeviantArt. I'm sure she's there.
Is that where they...
Man, not safe
for work. Seems to be where the...
Is that where the souls of the animated purists...
Yeah.
That seems to be where the people of that ilk, you know, the ones that form solid, I am not moving off this opinion, or I will kill you when my snake seem to appear. Whoa.
Okay, wow. So Shout Factory...
It's a Raksha thing. It's a Raksha thing.
Shout Factory is hinted, or the producer is hinted on Twitter, of Beast Wars on DVD. Again, yay.
Yes. Nice.
So beware. Right. 028 if you want to follow him. So who knows? A little something about Transformers Beast Wars. Anybody? Me? I do.
You too could own a 15-year-old series on a dying format.
Hey, DVD's not that bad.
Nobody said it wasn't going to be on Blu-ray.
It'll look spectacular in Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
By the... I want Beast
Wars. Seriously, I wonder how old does Beast Wars look?
In first season, it looks pretty bad. Second season doesn't look that bad. Of course, I haven't watched it in 2 years, but...
Saw like some of the agenda last week. It's pretty bad, buddy.
Let's be honest. By the time they put Beast Wars on Blu-ray, will be the time Blu-ray is the new standard, and they stop caring about making it look better.
Blu-ray's a dying format.
Yeah, it's like, hey, man, remember when DVDs looked better? Yeah. Did I get used to this or just stop trying?
I do everything streaming now. I mean, I only buy Blu-rays when I really, really want the, you know, the crap that comes with the disc.
The benefit of Blu-ray, the whole thing would be on one disc, but nope. Going to be a couple of volumes, volume one, part one and two. The extra is going to be, I don't know, Marty Eisenberg or someone saying, well, yeah, it's Beast Machines, I'm sorry. would be some like Gary Chalk saying, pull my finger.
Actually, you know what Gary Chalk would be saying, don't you? He'd be saying,
Transformers is better than crap.
There you go.
Yes,
I love Gary Chalk. Like that. I will use that 10 times a show every show.
Hopefully the Shout Factory sets will come with some of the extras that were made for the Australian release.
What was that? What was that?
There was like all kinds of interviews and commentaries that were included with that.
Really?
I mean, I didn't know that. Australia's sets were a lot better than the Rhino sets.
Really?
In terms of extra content.
Cool.
Did they have the video of Bob Ford's kids doing a Thunderbirds-esque movie?
Oh, that's a great video.
I've never seen this.
That, but I believe the Australian Beast Wars sets were the ones where there was a Scott McNeil interview where he walked in a Megatron costume.
Wow.
Wow. Nice.
Scott McNeil's fantastic. I love Scott McNeil.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's see here. Okay, so, new mini-cons coming our way. Repaints of existing mini-cons. With dinosaur mini cons, and they're going to be given the names of Slag with two G's, Grimlock Swoop, and
yeah, because spelling it with two G's makes it all better.
Yes,
Rappel.
Of course it does.
Why couldn't we then get like Spastic with two A's?
Oh, XV.
Oh God,
that's awful.
Die, horse. Die!
Yes, yeah. You guys keep laughing, but we're going to go into a Dollar Tree one day. I mean, a Family Dollar, and there's Spastic next to the backstops and stuff.
Yeah, but
it's like, really? they used the backstop mold to make Spastic? I think this is getting worse.
But we're also getting a new Rhinox as well,
which ironically enough is a backstop recolor.
Nice.
So.
Good job, Rob.
Nice. Yeah, that's topical.
Yes, very, very, very. John.
The thing is, I want the Rhinox backstop, and I'd love a Spastic backstop. I just don't want another backstop. I got one.
Hey, John.
Weren't those at Walmart, like, past,
yes.
like, a week or so? And
They're still there. They are still there. Hey, John, what's going on in the chat this week?
Actually, this is probably... most interesting to just us, but we have a celebrity in our midst.
Really?
We have Derek Wyatt of Transformers Animated fame. Hello, Derek.
Awesome. Derek J. Wyatt's in chat.
Say hello. He'll say hello. He's virtually waving, I'm sure. So how about that? So if you want to have a brush with greatness, why don't you come into chat when we're recording every Wednesday night around 8 Eastern, 7 Central? Why not? Come hang out with your friends. We've got like 50 guests in the chat room, 13 viewers, 3 moderators. One of them is a robot that does not count.
Yes,
and the two actual humans who are moderators are very friendly because they're me and
one of them is pretty friendly.
That's
anyway.
Right.
The other is XV.
Well, XV's not paying attention, and I'm friendly, so you can like get away with murder. Yes,
and if I am paying
actually,
attention,
Derek
not
says
friendly.
He's at work.
I'm actually
so he's working
too.
While he's listening.
That's awesome.
See, that's there you go. It's advice from Derek.
I count this as work, and I was telling the guys in the pre-show. You wonder sometimes why the shows wait. I work like 95 hours a week. I'm crazy. Yeah. I am literally hypomanic and OCD. So there you go. Yay, Kilby. Okay, so that's awesome that Jay Wyatt's in the chat.
It's like the Super Bowl. Our chat room is like. Super Bowl. There's all sorts of famous people all the time.
Just
take my word for it.
Any commentary on any of the news items? Anything? Any opinions?
Not really. I mean, everybody is, I think everybody was excited to see the Prime characters, the Prime toys, and everybody's still busy laughing at Prime's combined mode. So,
you know, set. One of the stories that did get pretty good play was Shia LaBeouf's beatdown.
Awesome. That should be a DVD extra.
Yeah.
That really should. Just like pictures, like his mugshot.
I bet he kept doing the whole bumbling douchebag routine the whole time, too.
Shia LaBeouf punched outside of a bar.
Yeah, and probably in handcuffs.
Yeah.
Because he saw the pictures of the shirtless congressman and got angry.
Yes.
No?
Okay. Exactly. Okay, so let's go ahead and Amy's not on the show, if you've noticed. Lady Wreck is not on the show. But she did send along a video, which is kind of why we're late, because I spent like 15 minutes putting it together. So I don't know that it works, but I got my fingers crossed that it will. So let's go ahead and jump to comic news with Amy Morgan.
Lady Rec here with the Comic Corner this week, and I apologize that I will not be there joining the Radio Free Cybertron crew live, but sometimes it happens, and so doesn't mean that I can't record something and put it out there, so here I go. Out this week, Ongoing 16, and if you didn't pick up the Ongoing Issue 1 a year ago and want a copy, it is available for $1 through the Penny Press. Also, at your local comic shop. So you run down today. Well, actually, by the time you hear this, you'll have to do it tomorrow. But yeah, if you run down to your local comic shop, you should be able to get Ongoing 16 and a reprint of Ongoing Issue 1. My full written review of Ongoing 16 can be found at tformers.com. But just to recap, we pick up right where 15 left off when Ultramagnus sent Brawn to seek out Thundercracker, and then led the Autobots off into the desert to find Omega Supreme, probably still stuck in his cave. And even though the Autobots have a 3-hour lead on their trek into the desert, common citizens armed with Megatron guns still manage to round up a team of commandos to go after them. Somehow aware of exactly where they are meaning to escape to, maybe because in this comic, military secrets are given to the general public. Shame on them. Under heavy fire and running with the declining Bumblebee, Ultramagnus orders the Autobots to evade and meet at Omega Supreme's location. Under no circumstances do they fire back and risk injuring the humans. Then we switch to Brawn, who finds Thundercracker just in time to save him from a thorough beating delivered from an angered Starscream, which turns the tables as Brawn gets the honor of speaking with his fists finally. Starscream begs for mercy while Brawn demands to know who shot down the Skywatch transport. And we switch back to the running Autobots to find Megatron reveals his presence and his purpose for coming back to Earth. Revenge on the humans. And the end splash scene of the comic reveals that the Autobots who were shot down are not as out for the count as we have been led to believe. So, art is half and half. Alex Milne's work is, again, superb. Andrew Dollhouse on coloring is not equally yoked. It's almost as if his style is just not suited for the articulate Milne. And I'd rather IDW put a colorist like Josh Prez or Josh Bersham or the lovely Joanna LaFuente and make the colors amazing, so I will look at the best. It'll look the best. And I'll throw money at it, and rather than discouraging reviews, because I blew this one out of the water this time. So anyhow, the story continues to have a few hiccups, and it isn't as airtight as I'd like to see. But that's Ongoing for you. It's not going. Next week is Transformers Infestation number 2, and that pretty much is the comic report for today. And I will see you guys next week. Have a good one.
Coverage of Toy Fair 2011, Saturday, February 12th, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time, live at tfradio.net and tformers.com.
Okay, so we are back. What is this about the Dark of the Moon game? We know something that we didn't know a few minutes ago. What was that? I'm not paying attention to the news.
Transformers Dark of the Moon video game on all major platforms will be released on June 14th.
Wow, June 14th, just time for a week July. Late for my birthday.
Wait, is it July 14th?
A month and a week late for my birthday.
Wait, hang on. June 14th, because the movie will be out on July 1st.
So is it going to be more like War for Cybertron or more like Revenge of the Fallen? Which?
How could you tell?
So, hey, Gene, what's going on this week in history?
I hate XV. Is basically what's going on. February 11th, 2009, volume 5 of an Italian release of some Transformers thing came out that I can't pronounce.
Why did XV pick this?
It's like a lovely picture.
Wow.
That is,
guys, you don't remember when that happened? I mean, yeah. It was like a big day for those guys.
Well, I wasn't paying attention to Transformers then. Honestly.
2009.
I was getting married and being a newlywed and all that.
I was paying attention. I remember I was like on all the Italian boards, you know.
Yeah, and talking about that Volume 5 release of the thing that I can't pronounce.
Fantastic. Yeah, me and Trax. So,
it's we were there. Two part 3.
Say what?
It's season 2 part 3.
Season 2, part 3.
Part 3. Okay. Wait. Season 2 of G1?
And
they broke it in three
Italian.
Parts?
Season 2, part 3. Yeah, okay.
But, you know,
okay.
It's not Bio Combat, so who cares? Okay.
Right.
Maybe Chris McFeely can save us with the TF Wiki Spotlight. Let's jump to Chris McFeely.
Let's hope so.
Hear the TF Wiki Spotlight each week with Chris McFeely on Radio Free Cybertron.
So, JD is slacking again this week, and with me, I have Chris McFeely with the TF Wiki Spotlight.
Hi, Brian. How are you today?
I'm awesome. Just had a Fanboy Versus moment with you and Triplet. It was magical.
Don't break the illusion. Pre-recorded? What's that? No. What? Hi, guys. Everybody in the RFC. I'm just over here at the site. So, the spotlight for this week. Well, it's typical that for the spotlight at the start of the month, I will talk about our new featured article, because we have a new featured article on the wiki every month. And the featured article for this month is Drift. Drift has only appeared in one piece of ongoing fiction and one basic cameo appearance in another. He's only had two toys, and all the notes attached to this page are about his creator has said silly things and about how the fan base at large has a great dislike for him.
Awesome.
Featured article material, everybody. Go read about Drift this week, because I don't want to talk about him. Bye!
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages. Superhero time. Power Rangers, Masked Rider, Super Sentai, and lots of burning justice. Check out Superhero Time at tfradio.net. Superhero Time, here we go.
He devours entire worlds. His name is Unicron, and he's heading for Earth.
Fight him on your own side, Unicron.
Obviously, Optimus Prime, that would not be you.
Will he crush the Transformers in his evil grip? Or just blast them into oblivion?
The universe is mine!
Transformers. Each sold separately. Batteries not included. Actual change time will...
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
Okay. Lots of stuff going on this week, not really, besides the news. We were actually talking about a topic during the break. We had planned on not doing a topic this week because we expected that the news would sort of take us all the way through. We had a couple on the back burner, and I think we're actually we always go with, like, what's the best or what's our favorite or things like that, but we rarely do what's the worst. When do they really screw something up?
G1.
I guess our question this week is we've talked about in the past the best Megatron, which is Beast Wars, what's the worst instance of the Megatron character? Or we could even go as far as G1. Say Megatron and Optimus Prime. So what
G1?
Are G1? No, it's not G1.
No, I'm going to get energy from trees.
You can't say it's G1 because I mean he was the prototypical Megatron.
I was thinking of comics G1 Megatron.
Oh, okay, yes, I can accept comics Megatron.
Who got defeated by everybody?
Yes, Rat Bat was a better leader than Megatron was.
Yeah.
Oh. So Which is, I mean, it's a valid point. He really was.
I just ran a translator on the history thing. That meant season 2, part 3.
But that's what I said, Rob.
Yeah, Rob, we knew that like 5 minutes ago.
I was too busy ignoring you.
so Rob, which is the worst Megatron that we've had?
You know, I was just saying G1 to be funny, and you know he really is pretty overrated. But in all honesty, I think the movie Megatron might be, because he actually makes G1 Megatron look really useful.
Useful? I mean, you know.
Yeah, you guys have seen this movie, haven't you?
That was what he said more than anything else. Retreat. I mean, he never.
Let's stop and think about the 2007 movie, okay? Everyone's like, oh, geez, they found Megatron. Megatron, this is the biggest deal ever. Megatron, Megatron. Oh, no, Megatron. Open the door, falls down. I mean, he's just, like, dead on arrival.
He's like Shockmaster.
It's like, yeah, he's Shockmaster of the 2007 movie. It's like, they're like, Megatron's been lost for 4 million years. Starscream's been leading us since then, and we've been doing fine. We found Megatron. Let's warm him up. You failed me, Starscream, by not getting frozen by coming to another planet, and he's dead. And that's it. I mean, literally, it's like, oh, crap, Mega, really? That's it? The kid from Even Stevens? And then Revenge of the Fallen comes, and it's like, we got to revive Megatron. Why? All he did was get frozen and die. And apparently, according to a book, strangled Bumblebee for half a second. Which, to be honest with you, I was expecting Trax to do anyway.
Hi, Trax.
But then you get the Revenge of the Fallen, and it's like, we've got our true leader, the Fallen. We've got Starscream, who's actually doing a pretty bang-up job. Really, if you think about it, there's Soundwave doing whatever a Soundwave does. Nothing is the answer.
Floating in space.
Let's tell you what, let's kill one of these useful soldiers, use this part, the little one, and let's use this spark thing that we used Ravage to get, and we're going to bring Megatron back. What's the first thing he does? I'm going to beat the crap out of Starscream for taking over while I was dead. But when you were alive, it was cool. Stop and make sense here for 5 seconds. So he beats the crap out, and he kills these babies that Starscream's managed to make without the Allspark that they need, quote unquote, to make new life. Apparently, Starscream realized he just needed a woman. And so Megatron just does nothing of use for the rest of the movie. It's like the Fallen's like, go kill Optimus. Okay. Why didn't I think of that? So Megatron goes, and, you know, he manages to kill Optimus, kinda, because all it really took was, hey, wait a minute. If they had that extra piece of the Allspark cube the whole movie to get Jetfire, why don't you go, hey, guys, I got an idea. Put this back in Prime. But no, wait, getting ahead of myself again. So then it's like, okay, now we got Megatron. What use are you now, Megatron? I'm going to jump on this building for the rest of the movie. Megatron. And then the movie ends. He's like, there's Prime. He's wearing a corpse that does nothing for him at all. And he's punched me once. Crap, I'm down.
That's
and Starscream's like, we should retreat. Why aren't you leader, movie Starscream?
I don't know how to top that.
I think we have found the worst Megatron. Movie.
Hey, there's Shockwave. You know what? What do you got to do, Shockwave? Kill them.
Yeah, I mean, is there any doubt, though, I mean, based on all that, that Shockwave is going to come in and be way more awesome than Megatron again in this movie?
There is doubt. There is doubt, because it's...
It is the movie.
It is the movie, yes. I mean, the Fallen was supposed to be this the ultimate evil, and
all he did was sit around.
He was a big, fat dude that sat around all the time. He didn't do anything.
And Fallen sounded so awesome. It had Tony Todd being his voice. Candyman was the Fallen's voice. And you're like, man, this guy's going to be evil.
And he made Megatron some stuff float, and then he got his face ripped off.
Starscream, go to the store and get me a pack of red vines. Here I'm ranting on how all the bad decisions Prime made in G1, and you know Megatron's not so great either. He's like, all right, who made me? I don't even know where I came from. Let's go get energy from trees. Yeah, all right. Starscream, I should just kill you.
How does it take me dying to realize maybe I should kill this jerk? Jesus. I mean, you got animated. Megatron's useful. You got Beast Wars. Megatron's like the bomb. You know, it's like we've
what,
got.
What about Unicron Trilogy?
Unicron Trilogy. Well, actually, yeah, Megatron was pretty useful there too. It was like he was, you know, Galvatron. I mean, shit. He got mad. He became Galvatron. but he did smart stuff. Like, it's like, hey, wait a minute. I think I got parallel, guys. Our better shows seem to come from when Megatron's actually a threat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would. Yeah, yeah, I wonder why that is.
Yeah. Beast Wars animated, Beast Machines, I mean, kinda.
Beast Machines,
Megatron, though, I mean,
but all the other ones didn't.
No, he didn't. He did it off screen.
Yeah, I mean, that happened off screen.
It was all set up that he was this ultimate evil, and he basically lost it all toward the end. He didn't do anything to get there that we saw, because it was all done in that short period, or that indescript period between the end of Beast Wars Season 3 and Beast Machines.
And isn't that what we complain about as far as, like, Drift, that we're just supposed to accept that? I mean, yeah. In the same respect, like, that Megatron...
On the other hand, though, we have a basis to expect that this Megatron
because he's Beast Wars Megatron, of course.
Right. Yeah, we have a history with him. We understand his capabilities as an evil character.
What about robots?
As awesome as he was, I mean, he couldn't even win the Beast Wars.
Well, so I mean, we're
he was a little bit limited in his resources, though. I mean,
I've got five guys, and four of them keep trying to stab me in the back.
And the other one's crazy.
The only one that's two that are useful, one's keeps calling me queen, and everyone blows up every 5 seconds.
talking about sort of incompetent Megatrons. What about Robots in Disguise Megatron?
Yeah, he's pretty up there.
Oh, wow. He would have been more useful if you'd have stopped in second and been like, okay, get yourself together, girl. We can do this.
I think it would have been more useful if he stopped transforming into, like, the 10 different modes that he had.
Into an ant and a dragon.
Running away.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, well, it's time to go. Which one am I going to transform into this time? The ant!
He needed a six-sided die that he could just roll.
Yes. Six. Damn it. Mulligan. Six.
Mulligan. Elephant mode again. Crap.
What you gotta admit, he had a really smart alt mode in all of the billions. The hand. Because it's like, hey, I can fly, I can shoot lasers, and I can grab stuff. The dragon does nothing. The bat does nothing. The jet does nothing. The car, I've used it once. The elephant, really. That was dressed as a sports car.
Well, he did do one good thing with his car mode, which was to dress as a red sports car to kidnap Sideburn with.
Yeah.
You mean he seduced Sideburn?
Yeah.
He dressed in car drag to catch Sideburn.
Yeah.
Well, he got to stop and say, Scourge, why do you keep trying to take over? Megatron, you could turn into two different dragons, and yet you chose an elephant today.
Right. Well, every time you turn into a dragon.
I know they're heavy, but, you know, come on. The dragons can breathe. One of them's got two heads.
Every time he turned into a dragon, he would get shot at, and then he'd be like, oh, time to go.
Actually, between the hand and the bat.
It didn't make any sense. Like,
the bat kind of did some damage, too, because he's like, psycho wave, and everyone's like, oh, crap, something hurts.
while we're still sort of on a roll, what about Optimus Prime? Not necessarily, you know, the guy named Optimus Prime, but the archetype. So, you know, we can also count sort of Optimus Primal in there too, since he's the leader or hero archetype, which is the least effective or the most downright dumbastic Optimus that we've had.
It's probably the movie one again. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think the most dumbastic one
would be the IDW version for Ongo.
Oh.
Peace out, bitches.
Actually, you know,
make a pie, because
it's like, oh no, it's a leader, I failed, I'm going to quit now. And
IDW Prime kind of hit some things with Marvel G1 Prime. It's like, I've been leading these guys in this war for so many millions of years, I've seen so many guys die. But the minute one of my good friends dies, I'm done.
Yeah.
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 I mean, that's basically where we're at with that.
I mean, you know, it's like, man, look at all these people die, and I know Ratchet.
Damn!
know? And it's like, what's Ratchet done since 1984? Nothing. I quit. And he walks off. And it's like, hey, how do we get Prime to join back? Well, do we really want him? I mean, Ratchet did nothing but cook hot dogs and tell him.
And it's like, yeah, what's Hot Rod doing this week?
Yeah.
Hot Rod, you want to lead? Sure. You want to kill the Decepticons? Shut up, Hot Rod. This is why you'll never make a good leader. You want to win the war.
But, okay, so, but, you know, we always go back to the fact that Optimus Prime killed himself in the G1 comic for the video game, which is the stupidest video. Which is probably the dumbest single thing Optimus Prime's ever done. But
I didn't level up.
I would wager that probably the least effective Optimus Prime we got, and this is sort of, I'm sort of cheating here, but it's season 4, or Rebirth Optimus Prime, because all he did was stand around and whine and panic over stuff. And
how many times did he say, I don't know?
It was menopausal Optimus Prime is basically what it was. Well, he was like having hot flashes all the time. It doesn't...
Think about it. The essence of being Optimus Prime is not really having an idea. I mean, look at what's his name? Primal Prime. Or he's a clone of, like, all these primes from the Matrix, and he's going to know everything. And yet, he doesn't know anything. Optimus, what do we do, Optimus? let me look in this Matrix again. There's some wisdom left in here, I swear. Great, Hot Rod loaded it.
Suddenly, Rob, I'm envisioning the Matrix as a magic 8-ball, where you just shake it and wait for the answer to pop up in the window.
You watched Five Faces of Death, didn't you? That is it.
Darkness.
Wasn't that
like a DVD that...
Faces of Death is a different thing than the Five Faces of Darkness.
Yeah, Faces of Death.
Totally different. Don't get that for your kids.
Five Faces of Death, you've been drinking tequila all night, and you want to see fat guys commit suicide. Five Faces of Darkness, you've been drinking tequila all night, and you want to cry about what happened in third grade. Man, this was so much better in third grade.
Speaking of which, somehow for the first time the other day, I watched Carnage in C minor.
How did you wait 30 years to see that?
Because I never saw season 3. I never had that on video, and I never watched it as a kid because at the time it came on, like, I don't know, my school time changed or something. So I never ended up getting to watch season 3.
You saw it. You just repressed it.
No, really. I never saw season 3. So, yeah. And Amanda was sitting there, like, in the same room, and she's like, what is happening? I think even my reaction was, no, don't do that. Why are you singing? Please don't do that. But anyway, no, yes. Season 4 Prime, very bad, terrible.
I really can't go much farther than that. I mean, you know.
Well, other than that last episode with the hate plague where his
great kind of Optimus Prime. I mean, but he did something in that. He got the Matrix back. And then emptied it out. Yeah. it's a Deus Ex Machina. I mean, that's what it is. That's what he does. Is he doesn't make decisions, and he lets other things do his job for him, basically.
Right. That's the leadership in this country.
Yeah, so
he's probably going to go shoot some stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you got to stop and think if we're going to really think about it. He used up all the wisdom in the hate plague and from the Matrix, which was this, what the Matrix did for him. This makes you useful, you know? And it's like,
that's why I just used such a wuss.
I just used all of this for his hate plague. Now it's rebirth time. Crap.
Yeah. That's why we never got a fourth season.
All I got left on here is all the Clash MP3s that Hot Rod left on it.
Nice. Okay. Hey, Rob, you know what?
What up?
What it is?
Time to get funky.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So, Rob's Twitter theater this week is a little different, Rob. I'm going to put this on video.
An emotional punch.
Yeah, why don't you tell us what this is? I'm not playing.
Are you going to play it first?
Yeah, I'm playing it right now.
Okay.
At tfvideo.net. Don't forget.
Can they hear the audio?
Yes.
Should I talk over the audio?
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Okay. What happens here is you got the Bobox, or Box, however you say it, the guys who dubbed Robots in Disguise at an anime panel talking about how sometimes it kind of hurts when they lose a job or
lose the cartoons that they were working on that they really liked. And what they're talking about is Robots in the Skies, that they're basically, they got upset that they didn't get to voice Armada, and they were actually pretty upset over this because they really liked doing it. And they're talking about at BotCon 02, whenever, you guys remember the Armada preview they did at the dinner?
Yes.
They were the whole voice, all the guests for BotCon 02 was the Robots in the Skies guys. So here they were sitting, special guests, and special surprise, here's something you're still kind of got hurt feelings over. You know, here's this cartoon. So they're kind of like talking about it. It's kind of sad. They're like, they were upset, almost they all wanted to leave, all that. And right as they're talking, trying to explain how they get attached to things, the PA system explodes. So it goes from, man, yeah, I feel for these guys, to because I adore Michael McConaughey, period. He's a great guy. And then he's like, okay, that was funny.
That is kind of sad. This is not the usual Twitter theater. What led you to getting on this path this week?
Just wanted to, for some reason I was in a convention mood today about, so, you know, it's like thinking, you know, funny stuff happens at cons. Can I get something funny at a con that would be appropriate?
Yeah, and well, not in appropriate. In the chat, Black Convoy brings up a good point. The voice cast didn't even know until the preview for Armada aired or was played that they were not going to be dubbing the next series. That was the first time they learned about it.
That sucks. But, I mean, it wasn't Saban.
Yeah, they assumed they were going to get it, apparently. And, you know, here they were like, damn, we really like doing this. You know, and you got to feel for them.
They did a good job. I mean, you know, they did a great job considering what they had to work with.
Yeah, you got to feel for them. They really liked what they're doing. They lost the job. They're like, man, we got to sit here and announce, we got to wallow in the bad news while people cheer for it. You know, and we can't be mad at them because, you know, they have nothing to do with it. They just like the stuff. And and you got to feel bad for them. And then while they're trying to explain it, and then they stop being sad for a minute and make jokes. So it works out.
Yeah. Yeah, their response to the PA system spazzing out was really good.
Michael McConaughey stops. That really hurt my. We must kill someone. Well, you know, they had to get 8 years to get over it, I guess, and be like, learn to laugh at funny things. Next week will be, I don't know, a robot farting or something.
Awesome.
I'll send you as usual. Yeah. I have next week.
What's up?
I'll send you later.
So I wanted to, before we head off, I wanted to remind everyone, Toy Fair 2011. Weebum, you're going to be there. Tell us what you're going to do.
Yes. I will be there and be your slave to information.
Yes, are you going to send us pictures?
We will be sending you pictures, yeah. So what happens is, just like last year, they will be showcasing all of their boy products.
God, that makes
toys, you know, boy toys. Toys targeted for boys. Oh, damn it. This is
Justin Bieber dolls.
Yeah, right. So they're going to show up, you know, Transformers, importantly, G.I. Joe, and all those other things. So after that, we will get a tour of all the
things. G.I. Joe?
What's that?
Hasbro does things besides Transformers and G.I. Joe?
Yeah, Star Wars, another
gem.
Oh, that's right.
Even though they lose, I mean, you know, whatever. But, so we'll be there. We'll be doing a live blog of sorts to give you the up-to-date information. And we will also be sharing with you some pictures. We're going to be taking pictures of displays and everything. So we'll have that up. And I guess if time, you know, allows, I will be able to give you guys a quick, you know, just like an afterthought of what I saw and what we were able to hear from Hasbro.
Awesome. Day. Fantastic.
And that starts around, the show starts around 1. So I'm guessing you guys will be, you know, doing what you do best.
Talking nonsensically.
Right. Yes. For an hour, half an hour prior to that. So
lots of stuff to talk about. We're going to be talking about Transformers Prime since it debuts Friday night, the actual series. And by then I'll have like Rodimus I can show off to the viewers and stuff. So, and I expect to see Rodimus at Toy. I expect you to see Rodimus at Toy Fair. So, I mean, absolutely. It's topical. So Awesome. So I guess that's it, unless we have something else. Anything else, guys? Anything else going on?
Oh, what's going on in the chat, John?
Oh, yeah, John. What's going on in the chat?
Just more chatting with Derek. Derek is a rad guy. He's a rad guy.
That's awesome. I didn't expect that.
Yes. Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. So, yeah, home of the celebrity, the chat room at TF Radio.
The monolithic singular celebrity, unless you count tracks.
It's actually growing.
Headmaster Don is in chat, and apparently Headmaster Don and I shop at the same comic shop.
Man, I'm telling you.
It just shows to show you should, even if you wait to download us on your iPod and listen to us while you're shopping for groceries, you should pop into the chat because you never know who's going to be here, right?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. And also to the live viewers, BotCon is going to announce their third exclusive tomorrow.
Yeah, third exclusive tomorrow.
Either Wild Rider or Dragstrip. And you can vote to see which one you want to be revealed the most on tformers.com.
Fantastic.
Sweet. When does voting close, do you know?
Tomorrow, isn't it?
Tomorrow. They're going to I think they announced a close of business Eastern time. So nice. Around 5, 5:30.
Cool. Very cool. Okay. Sweet.
Rock the vote, people.
Rock the vote.
Yeah.
You know.
And is Wild Rider winning that, I think?
Actually, on T-Formers, I believe.
I think most of the polling is edging toward Dragstrip at this point.
Yeah.
Really?
This is actually what, on T-Formers, it's winning a 60.94 to 39.06%.
Wow.
I'm
interested in what that mold is going to be.
Rob, what do you think?
I just keep thinking, you know, I know it doesn't sound exactly like it, but I really, really, really hope animated Wild Rider is basically Michael Martin Murphy.
God.
That'd be awesome.
Awesome. Okay, so if you're watching live, stay tuned for New Soundwave. What is it, 66?
66.
Yes. 66. What? Failed concept super show.
Wow, that's awesome. And the big news, there's a big bit of news in the week that I found out today.
Nice.
We'll share it. It's then. So, okay, so for the guys, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at TF Radio. Fan us on Facebook, facebook.com/TF Radio. If you want to interact, that's the best way to do it. Of course, you can go to the chat, tfradio.net/live, every Wednesday at 7:30-ish. Eastern Standard Time, soon to be Eastern Daylight Time in like a month. It's kind of scary. But for the guys, I'm Brian Kilby. We will be back next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2011, Radio Free Cybertron.